I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
This story is a warning from Chicago police. Now, Chicago has enough to worry about, doesn't it? It seems like it's always bad headlines coming out of Chicago. This one out of Riverside, Illinois. Cops making a plea to people and a warning to pet owners. On the news.
Police are warning dog owners in Riverside to be on the lookout for what they call zombie raccoons.
Zombie raccoons are now taking over.
What is that?
In Chicago. They say the zombie raccoons are called zombies because they carry a distemper virus and often stagger on their hind legs and bare their teeth. And then they say that the dogs can, I mean, the zombie raccoons, if they bite a dog, they can transmit a serious disease there, and the dogs really have a problem with it. And they said they've been fielding calls about raccoons acting oddly, and says anyone that sees such a zombie raccoon, call the public works and the police, and they'll come put it down. But they said walking around on its hind legs and acting crazy.
Are these like the White Walkers on Game of Thrones, where you can't kill them?
Probably.
Unless
baring
they have
their
that
teeth,
special
walking on their hind legs. You got the dragon glass.
The dragon glass.
You got to hit them right with the dragon glass. The zombie raccoons. And then, John, if you're going to finish off with them, Whidbey Island 911. How about this story? Guy calls 911 to say, hey, I'm missing a car. German police are looking for a rare 1980s Ferrari sports car believed to be worth more than $2.2 million after a man posing as a would-be buyer stole it during the test drive. This is why I say simplicity is a good thing, John. Police in Dusseldorf say the man answered an advertisement for a red Ferrari 288 GTO. First registered in 1985, and they agreed to meet somewhere in Western Germany on Monday in Dusseldorf. And then he and the seller went on a test drive. And when the seller got out of the car to switch places with the buyer,
off we go.
I mean, just that simple. They went on the drive, and then they said the man got into the driver's, the man was in the driver's seat, you know, as they switched seats, and he just took off. Police said on Tuesday they haven't been able to find the car, and they're appealing to the public for information. You gotta love the simplicity of it all.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
We enjoyed our visit on Whidbey Island earlier this week with the world tour. Let's see if we recognize any of these streets from where we were on Whidbey on Monday. Let's start off on Friday, March 15th, 4:42 p.m., 8th Avenue. Oh, we were just off of 7th Avenue,
that's
weren't
right.
we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is what
we
was,
didn't descend all the way into the chaos of 8th Avenue.
This is what went down on 8th Avenue.
Stayed on the fringes.
Friday, March 15th, 4:42 p.m. 911 caller says, my neighbor keeps staring at me. I don't know what her issue is.
But she's been diagnosed with an issue.
We were only a block away from that madness. Saturday, March 16th, 3:01 p.m., Regatta Drive parking lot. 911 caller says, someone is drinking wine in this parking lot. Sunday, March 17th, 2:07 p.m., 21st Court. 911 caller says, there's a woman dancing and barking in the parking lot. Monday, March 18th, 7:15 a.m., Erie Street. 911 caller says, some guy just hit me with a stick. Monday, March 18th, 12:11 p.m., Taftson Street. 911 caller says, I'm having some issues with raccoons.
Zombie raccoons?
I hope not.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, Taftson Street. We haven't had them before, I don't think.
And finally, Saturday, March 16th, 11:43 p.m., 24th Avenue Trailer Park. 911 caller says, there's a guy with a broom in his hands, and he's trying to start stuff.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.